Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. The group is getting ready to go to Wave Echo Cave, but first, let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I play Tilda Wimblewick. I'm the Halfling Rogue.
I'm Carrie. I play Galen the Gallant.
I'm Xander, and I play Sultan Liaden, who is getting very wary of this adventure.
Gary, Thrain Gunderson.
Jazz, playing Hogar.
Jocelyn, playing Lady Dilek Corlin.
Alrighty. So last we left off, Galen, the folk hero, was accepting drinks from a certain dwarf
female bartender. Oh, I was buying
bartender drinks,
stupid me.
Well, unfortunately, she rolled very, very poorly. What was the roll you rolled for your constitution save?
She passed up.
It wasn't, I can't remember. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't enough.
It was like a 5, I believe.
Something like that.
And she was drugged and kidnapped and thrown into a barrel.
Oh, no.
Yes.
And a note was left tacked to her door for the group.
Yeah. And I don't know, I'm looking for them right now.
Tilda was stomping all around Phandalin looking for all of you, but she kept rolling very horribly at her spot checks.
What was it
you rolled? I believe it was a 3 to find the group.
It was a 2.
A 2 to find the group.
No. Oh, no. The last one was a 3. I had gone up 1.
Yes. See, unfortunately, she couldn't find any of you, but she was getting mad because apparently Galen stuck her with a bill at the bar.
Yeah, that's...
I did not. I was comatose.
She believes she stuck. And it was a gold.
She just believes it.
Gold.
After you spent all of your money saving her.
Who spends an entire gold on a couple drinks? I tell ya. Who?
Dwarfendale is really expensive.
We're going to talk about how much we hate Galen.
And unfortunately, at the very moment, Gundren comes up when you have all coalesced and Tilda's telling you about Galen is missing. And Gundren comes up.
Oh. Where is she? Where is she? She owes me.
No, I don't. Actually, I know. You got played.
You got played.
I got played. You got played.
Oh, my friends, I've made a map to go to Wave Echo Cave for you to go there and rescue my brothers. Which one of you should I trust the map to?
I'll take that.
Thrain, my kinsman, take the map.
Probably a good
choice.
Give it to the sensible party member, the dwarf with the large hammer.
I can read the crap out of this. Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, well, where's Galen?
That is a curious thing. It's not like Galen to simply...
I didn't even drink it. She stuck me with the bell.
But that's not like Galen either. She's very gallant.
Thank you.
She probably went back to her town or...
No, she's driven by fate. Galen would never abandon us.
I went to her room and she wasn't there and she didn't have any.
Maybe she wasn't happy where her fate was taking her and left. I don't know.
She's honorable and loyal.
But I'm sure we'll find her if we're meant to find her. That was just a joke. We should probably look for her.
And all of a sudden, one of the folks from the inn come running in with this letter.
What?
A letter.
See what I said
that
about
this letter was tacked onto Galen's door at the inn.
Apparently you didn't see it when you were rifling through my room.
So what language is it?
It is in common.
That's good.
And it is basically a letter from the spider saying that you shall not interfere with his business, for he has Galen. And then if you interfere, he will kill her.
Well, I may know where Galen went. Or was taken. It seems the spider has caught her in his web.
It's a tragic
That's horrible. She's going to die horribly.
Yes, probably.
We're going to send her back in like 27 separate nations.
No! We've got to go save Galen!
You know what? We should be nice. We'll bury the mason jars at her home.
We're just kidding.
We need to dismember the spider anyway. Yeah, so why don't we just go and do it right now?
Galen,
let's go after him!
Yes, let's go kill him!
All those in favor? Favor motion carries.
Gundren! Gundren lifts his arm up.
My bonny friends, I've gotten some horses that I've rented for you. On the map, it shows that Wave Echo Cave is only 15 miles east of town. It's in a deep vale in the Sword Mountains. The rich mine, we opened it, but we didn't get very deep inside before the spider found us.
Are you coming with us?
No.
Still.
Unfortunately, I'm still tending my wounds.
How many horses?
Enough for each of you, and a small pony for the little one.
Thank you.
So, question. The book that was all about Wave Echo Cave, did it have any, like, secret entrances? I don't think.
If I want to test if Gundren's hiding something, because okay. I think he is, even though
he's go for an brother. Insight?
Yeah.
Well, he would know, he's kinsman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's got, like. He should
get advantage.
No, I will still support him.
I'll give you advantage since he is family.
Okay, so
or disadvantage, because, you know, he can't be lying. He's my fam.
Oh, yeah, easily. So five.
He's not heavy, he's
plus,
my brother.
Okay, five plus, in this case, 5, 6, 7, 8. 18.
18? You get the sense that he's not wanting to fight. Okay. He doesn't want to get into a scrap. I mean, he literally came this close to death as it was. He's willing to pay you guys handsomely for going and take care of the
not
problem
handsomely.
For him. Well, he offered you guys 10% of what the mine makes.
That's a lot. It's a lot. More, you know, that he's going to pay us as well as that. Oh, well.
Well, he already paid you guys for your
That's
first
right.
job.
That's boy, a lot of money. 10, 20, 30, 40, wow. 50.
If it would be done, you have people to say.
And from the book you have on Wave Echo Cave, it does not discuss multiple entrances.
It just talked about the magic.
It does talk about how there's ocean water that actually comes into the cave, and that's why it was named after Wave Echo Cave.
Hmm. Because so there'd be an ocean
entrance. There's watery entrance, if you could possibly want to spelunk through the ocean to underwater caves to this? Probably not a safe.
That sounds like an awesome adventure.
Not a safe sink really well. Pretense.
This sounds like an awesome adventure.
I remember
though.
The last wave. I ain't doing that.
You know, it's also not our normal, you know, modus of operandus because we like to just go forth from the forward direction and just attack people.
We are quite suicidal and homicidal.
We're stupidly doing. We're not subtle people.
Okay.
Speak for yourself.
So you guys.
You're subtle.
I don't want to be.
And a person.
A change of heart.
Well, I like Tilda.
And Thrain.
And like Thrain. And I like Hogar. He's very people-like.
She hasn't run behind him yet. Just give it a couple minutes.
Hey! I'm used to dealing with hobgoblins. I'm used to this sort of shit.
You're a hobgoblin. Of course you're used to dealing with
goblins, too. Anything's better than the bugbear.
You're used to dealing with goblins. You turn around and everything's gone. Or taken apart.
Obviously right. not. Well, he did get kicked out of the castle.
Where did my meat go? You just hear scurrying feet running off in giggles. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Thrain, go ahead and give me 2 survival checks with this map. It's a pretty good map, so I'll give you advantage on it. It's almost like they've been back and forth a few times.
Okay, so the first one, I got 15. Second one, I get 14, ooh. 15, 16, 17.
Excellent. You get there with no problems following all the little shortcuts they show on the map.
Do we see
I'll look up and say, I was a bit surprised by this myself.
But then there's a giant.
Do we see any, like...
Who's really pissed off?
Carts? Signs of carts?
You do see signs of travel in this area.
Recent travel?
Recent travel.
Very recent travel?
Very recent travel.
I thought you were about to say cars. I'm like, did we just find out we've been living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland this whole time?
No. It's
actually been Numenera.
Oh my god. And this magic we think we're using is actually just advanced technology?
Mines.
My mind talk is actually just Bluetooth.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan actually wrote the script for this.
Wait, no, that's not true. I haven't seen him in the movie yet.
It takes a village, you know.
It does take a village. He'll be in the cave. He's actually the spider. We're going to show up. He'll be
no,
like...
No, he's not the...
I have no film career anymore, so no, here I
he's
am.
Not, he's not the spider. He's the person that says, like, Dent, the spider's weak to water. Now I'm going to go create Avatar.
Okay, so as you get there, you find the cave entrance that's clearly marked on the map. And it's clearly got some motion going around outside of it.
What I think I even see an X on the side
so
of it.
So can we see into it?
You can see that it's motion. A dark cave.
Low light vision.
A dark cave.
There's been dark signs of motion.
Oh, signs?
With dark vision.
Yeah, what do we see?
Because I'm an elf.
Okay, you see basically an entrance of a cave. Dark and empty.
We're just going to have to go in there.
Yeah, I don't see we can do much else.
Nope.
Should Hogar go first? He can see in the
yes,
dark.
Yes, and Hogar is most likely to look like something that belongs here.
Right,
that
he's
that they that's wouldn't true. Be afraid of.
Hogar could even say we're his prisoners.
Oh.
And then we can all act like we're tied up.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. I do think that they'll know that the goblin castle fell to this group of adventurers with
you
the
know,
help of a hobgoblin.
Did we leave
no, because you didn't left any survivors.
Can have pictures
I'm sure one of them got out.
No,
we killed
everyone.
You
yeah.
ran them all down.
I said we just draw it.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Anyone who
let's
saw
get some ropes.
Us was dead.
Okay, yeah. So you're going to fake tie
fake
up?
Fake ropes.
All right.
Who's going to be fake tied up?
All of us, but it's just the dying
I'm already
knots.
Tied
okay.
up.
You're actually upside
we'll do,
down right now in a barrel.
We'll do a chain of ropes, and it'll just be the fake knots.
Okay.
Or we could have Tilda be all sneaky, you know.
I can sneak.
And then the rest of us will be tied
hey,
up.
And I'll be hiding.
You can pull up your hood, and it'll...
I'll
it
look
like
a goblin. That's
right.
True.
Goblin at the end of the line.
I'm
going
to have...
So who's going in...
Teach me a couple words in goblin.
It is.
Say, how do I say yes, sir?
You can teach him.
Gob.
You speak goblin.
Gooba da gum.
There you go.
Okay,
so who's going after
Hogar? I'll go after Hogar.
But what you didn't know is
who's
I
going
actually
after
told her I am the rogue from an adventuring party come to kill you.
Okay, who's going after Lady Coraline?
Should be the elf, don't you think? And then we can have our goblin
be, yeah.
in the back.
Goobity gob! Have to get Laura. Goobity gob!
What she thinks she's saying is, I'm a goblin. What she doesn't know is I actually told her to say, I am a rogue and I am here to smite all of you.
And
no,
just remember,
actually, I'm a pretty princess.
Just remember, Hogar, just tell him the goblin's been eating mushrooms again. Okay, so as soon as you guys get to this spot.
Okay, I love that. Wait, you gotta do the noise. So we've got Owlbear. No,
Gribbity
Gob. Thank you, Xander. Thank you for that.
You come in and see two hobgoblins moving packs of supplies. Looks like some fresh supplies were just dropped off. A couple barrels, a few bags.
Okay, what's and, beyond them?
Basically, all you see is this.
The
there's a wall. You see a wall? Basically, this is a pit. It's a pit going down. Yeah, so let me go ahead and give you the description. The entrance tunnel leads into a large cavern supported by a natural pillar of rock and containing three stalagmites.
Two, three.
And a heap of ordinary supplies, sacks of flour, bags of salt, casks of salted meat, lanterns, flasks of oil, of lamp oil, pickaxes, shovels, and other gear. Amid the supplies, well, you don't see the rest of the supplies yet.
I'll be using a charge of my staff to be made the last
okay.
an hour.
Actually, you do. Amid the supplies, you see the body of a dwarf miner dead for at least a week.
Aww.
The northeastern section of the cavern has collapsed, forming a 10-foot-wide, 20-foot-deep pit. A sturdy hemp rope is tied off around a nearby stalagmite and dangles down the side of the pit.
So we can get down there, okay.
And you see the two bugbears are arguing who's gonna be at the bottom and catch.
Are they bugbears or hobgoblins?
Bugbears.
Okay.
To quote the movie Johnny Dangerously, those bastards.
That doesn't have the section.
See new player's guide?
Yeah.
Okay. Upgrade.
Level up.
Okay.
Alrighty.
So prisoners.
They both just look right at you as they're in the middle of the argument of who's going to crawl down there and catch barrels.
Wait, let me give you a head start.
I'm not going to be catching any barrels. I have to leave these idiots downstairs.
They kind of give you the glare like, who are you? And they're like, what are you doing here?
I'm Mort Cocktostostin from the mattress police. I'm here to check the tags on your mattresses.
Our mattresses don't need to be flipped.
I hope you haven't removed the tags. It's very clearly. They're very stiff penalties.
Well, somebody had to go and get some more meat. I mean, obviously, everybody hates the chicken.
Dwarves are the tastiest.
So we've heard some previous adventures. Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Here we go.
As literally just about...
And that one was insane.
And just about that point, you hear some noise coming from one of the barrels and it starts wiggling.
That would be me.
Okay. Roll for initiative.
Okay.
Although, I'm doing something.
The rest of you can roll for initiative.
I got double digits.
Oh my god.
Double digits?
I don't think I get to roll, do I?
No, you don't.
Well, you can roll in case someone gets you
14.
Out.
14.
If it's her. Yeah, but... Wait, would we have any way of knowing she's in the barrel?
Not for sure. You could do a perception to figure it out, but that would be like your action of actually seeing.
Because you just know that the barrel's moving. Bust it open, or would we deal with the threat first?
It could be
deal
full
with
of
the threat
fish.
First.
Deal with the threat first.
That's what she'd want us to do in her memory.
that's how she would have wanted to be saved.
That's right.
Oh, Galen.
Too bad she's dead.
What would Galen do?
Goobity
okay. So, Tilda get?
I got a 14.
And Galen?
14.
Capita Jew.
And Sultan?
7.
And Thrain?
I got like my highest initiative ever, 18.
Woo-hoo!
I will never be any faster than I am.
And Hogar?
6. Apparently, I'm going to let everybody else break loose and be like, catch them!
As you come charging from behind.
This is totally realistic.
You'd be like, I'll cut the last one down. Hey guys, sorry about that. You know, it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm. 11.
11. Double digits.
Woo! Yeah. It's hard having negative initiative.
And what's your dex modifier?
-1.
Okay. That decides the tie.
I'm always last.
Alright, so Thrain, what are you going to do? You're the first one that what are you going to do?
Okay. I am going to step up and attack this dude and hit him with a hammer.
And as soon as he breaks his bonds, I'm like, damn that fake wizard and his not tying lessons!
I'm gonna hit him.
Okay, this is large, brutish bugbear.
I don't think so. Do I have a point?
I'd say roll again because it looked like it rolled on a crack there.
Right, yeah, you've got to roll flat.
10, I'm probably still not gonna hit that. 10 plus something.
He's a big enough target.
14.
14, it hits his armor and doesn't actually go through.
So we now have to get
if you match the armor class.
It's not. The armor class is higher than that number.
Oh, okay.
Basically, his armor
but the,
is.
But the cinematic
off.
Is. Okay.
He's hitting him, but the armor's taking the blunt.
Dings
of it.
Off the lovely.
It's really, really impressive hide armor.
Of these bugbears, I tell ya.
Okay, so it is now going to be Tilda's turn.
I'm going to shoot an arrow at the one that I have to come up, actually.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope everybody else saying I'm a pretty princess.
I know that's
I'm
really
a pretty princess.
I'm a pretty princess.
Okay. Over and over again.
Okay.
A 17. Is that good enough to hit?
A 17 will hit.
Uh-huh. And guess what?
You're adjacent to a person, so you get extra dice.
Okay, 7, 8, 12 points of damage.
Wow. Your arrow shoots him and gets him right under the arm. Hits Ooh. Him in a good spot. He starts coughing up some blood. And it is now Galen's turn. Who's? What are you going to do in your bucket?
I'm going to try and break it. Try and.
Okay.
If you say something,
give
we'll
me
know
a strength
like,
roll.
Where the hell am I?
There is a chance you could do it. You are pretty strong. Yeah.
Okay, strength roll.
Oh, no!
Maybe the next time around.
What did you roll?
My strength is
four.
Six.
What was the dice roll?
Four.
Oh, okay. Okay, you didn't roll a one. That's what I was making sure you didn't knock yourself out in the barrel.
Well, I'm going to sit there and do a Beatrix thing, and, you know, eventually I'll get through. No. Beatrix kiddo.
Okay, so it is the bugbear's turn. The first one is going to go up to the barrel and say, "Shut up, you!" and kick the barrel and knocking it on its side.
That could be an improvement.
No, it's just that you're now on your side. You're not upside down, at least.
Yeah, that's an improvement. That's an improvement. I might get a better roll next time now.
And the other one is going to swing his Morning Star at the dwarf.
Go for it. I am arm class 17, 18, 19,
he rolled a 12.
20,
so he does not hit.
I'm temporarily arm class 21.
Okay, he rolls a 12 and misses horribly, skittering off your armor as well.
And probably my magic. Okay.
And
the magic
I will, see, the halfling and Hogar are in front of me.
Don't forget, you can share space with us.
Right.
And towards, especially me.
So I'm just going to pull an Errol Flynn and throw off my ropes dramatically. Because
it's Errol Flynn.
What ho, you vile fiends! And I will... You know, because Hogar is my companion, I'll leave him plausible deniability. I'll shove at you in a not very effective but plausible way. Ha ha! You thought you caught us, you vile cur!
Bugbears have a low center of gravity.
I will run like, forward and stab at the bugbear. Yeah. Right.
Okay, give me a roll.
See here.
I'm active.
Oh, she gets advantage because they shouldn't have that power.
You're using the brown dice.
I was a terrible idea. So let's see this.
Would you like the box to roll in?
Well,
I did forget to provide the box.
13. That's not going to hit.
A 13 does not hit.
Now I have the magic box and I'm putting the brown dice actually in my bag. Away.
Far, far away.
Even though it was given to me by a dear friend and game master.
Which is why we're not turning it into shame dice.
Right. Keep it, but it's evil. There.
And one of the first D&D Next test plays. Yeah. Alrighty, so it is Sultan's turn. You're going to want to move up so you can see the bugbears.
Yeah, we're.
Right here?
If I move behind the halfling.
Behind the halfling, yeah. Because he can see over that way. Because all he needs is line of sight.
Okay. So we have a bugbear and a...
Bugbear and bugbear.
Two bugbears.
Bugbears are humanoids, right?
Yeah, they are humanoids.
Then I'm going to do the Crown of Madness.
Uh-oh.
Our favorite.
Hogar is having the itchy scalp moment. Yeah. Okay, so what's the difficulty I have to roll against?
14. A 14. Went up by one.
Woo. Okay, so, and which one are you casting it on?
One that hasn't been attacked.
The one who has knocked me over.
Yeah. Okay. He rolls, and it's against what stat?
Willpower.
Willpower? So it is...
Wait, is it willpower?
Wisdom?
No, wisdom.
Wisdom? Okay, he rolled 17.
Aww. Oh!
Salted Elf wiggles words and wiggles his fingers, and then the hobgoblin feels a
tingle.
That is
one lucky bugbear. What? I'm just saying.
Alrighty.
That's terrible.
Why does it always have to be bugbears?
Because sometimes it just has to be. So it is now Hogar's turn.
I'm so stupid.
It was one bear.
Alright, Hogar.
Make it look like you're tripping. or something. You're trying to attack Lady Corlin and you're really going after him, but you make it look like.
25. You're right there. Oh, flank well, him.
Magic. Around, so never mind.
That would give you advantage.
Awesome.
Magic
come
advantage.
Come here and.
Okay, so you're flanking the bugbear.
I'm going to say, quickly, get their bonds back on.
Oh,
you definitely have advantage.
They're so confused. Do you want the
bonds?
Nope.
All right. I need the magic aid.
I like the
Oh, natural 20.
Whoa! All right.
Yeah.
Woo!
So is that...
I double the weapon damage.
Double the dice roll.
Because I also have the martial advantage that doesn't apply. It doesn't double this, does it?
What do you mean?
I used to have the marital advantage.
But so where she gets sneak attack, a critical hit wouldn't double the sneak attack, right?
Only the weapons damage.
Only the weapons.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna borrow these for the greatsword.
All right. That's
okay.
Because
it is
damn.
A greatsword.
You can fondle my dice anytime.
Thank you.
I need an adult.
Excellent. All right.
Oh,
so,
it's getting adult. 15,
26,
what was that sign? It's
D&D 30.
Holy hell!
What? Why did you just smite him?
He's
30. Smited him greatly.
You
oh my
swing
god.
And his head comes falling off his shoulders.
Oh my god. It's
did
great
it
sword.
Into the pit?
Everyone awesome.
It did not. It was
one
that was further away from the pit.
Oh.
Well, you don't
as
know this, Hogaro
comes
trend.
Up and just decapitates him from behind.
It is a trend of people with great swords randomly doing, like in Savage Worlds, one person, 60 damage.
Yeah,
great swords and axes.
Kept exploding.
Yeah.
60
yeah.
damage.
Holy
because it's meant to be an executioner's weapon.
Yeah.
Well,
I did like in the early editions of D&D, though, where there was a penalty for it. You're slower. You go,
yeah.
If you're like doing, you're doing this,
yeah.
you're going first.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the swift weapon so you can stick two or three to one big yeah. whopping swing.
But regardless,
but
you just lopped that dude's head right off.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. That was better
well,
than
using it.
First encounter with bugbears.
Okay, so Thrain, it is your turn.
I'm gonna move forward. I'm gonna attack this guy.
Okay.
That's where the barrel is.
I'm nearby.
It's
near
like right
edge.
Here now because he knocked it over.
No.
I'm on the edge.
It's teetering on the edge. Let's
is
see
it teetering on the edge?
Not yet.
Not yet.
As she's squirming, maybe she'll roll very, very 13
plus. Plus 4, 19.
That will hit.
Yay!
Okay, I'm not going to hit him. I'm going to do my damage.
Goddamn. Bugbears.
Well, cleric would be goddamn.
6, 7, 9, 9, 10, 11.
11 points?
Damage.
Okay, you just smash into him and you hear bones break when your hammer hits.
So, crush up.
Okay,
yay!
So, Tilda, it is your turn.
Okay, so I no longer have the back, you know, the type of thing, so, but... Natural 20!
Woo!
Okay.
Okay.
Now, with the natural 20, don't I get another dice?
Yes, for damage.
Yeah, you basically double your weapon's damage.
Okay, but that's not including the... Okay. Okay, so 9, 10... 14 points of damage.
Damn.
It's because we love you so much, Galen. We're enraged.
And literally, you shoot your arrow, and it sticks in this bugbear's throat, and you just see a splurt of blood oozing down his neck, and he's coughing blood up, and he's literally, he's practically dropping to a knee right now, staggering with this wound.
Okay.
He's still clinging on to life just barely. Galen, what are you doing in the barrel?
I'm going to try and get out again.
Okay.
And this time I got an 18.
I think
an 18,
out of that
is that including your strength bonus?
Yes, that's including your
okay.
strength bonus.
Not enough to break your way free, unfortunately.
Okay.
That's a very aggressive barrel.
It is.
Well, you know, I have so little room to work around.
That's
we
the problem.
There's something poking
barrel.
Into her. You know.
Maybe it's like one of those Mexican jumping beams.
It's because they threw all her arrows in there and
yeah,
her arrows
your
are bouncing around loose.
Yeah, all my stuff. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we hear is like...
Okay.
Get the bodies!
Well... It's not dead yet.
Oh.
It's not the one.
The body is going to swing on the dwarf with the last the body, of his strength.
The body is going to...
And he rolls a pitiful 9 to hit you, swinging wildly while he's grabbing the bleeding wound on his throat.
I'm not a zombie yet. Let me help you with that.
All right, so Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
All right, well...
Will you step in and finish it off?
Yeah, no, look, he kidnapped Galen. I'm going to, like, rush in and smack him in the ass with my sword. And that's all I'm going to do.
I missed my first.
3. That's very bad.
I missed
bad.
My first 2.
Unfortunately, you basically slap him with the flat of your blade. You're counting coup with him. It's okay. It's very impressive.
You're a meanie head.
And Sultan, it's up to you. What are you going to do?
Okay. So he's almost dead.
He's horribly wounded.
Yeah, just do a little, you know, like
magic missile.
Magic missile.
Ray of frost.
Ray of frost.
Ray of frost, okay.
He'll be slowed as he dies.
Right. He'll die in slow motion.
So, 12, that would hit.
12 would not hit.
Oh. Our range attack doesn't...
AC is 16. Okay,
well,
so
I do nothing
you
this
fire
combat.
Off a frostbolt that crinkles against the wall.
Yeah, hey, I missed on my first one.
All right, so it is Hogarth's turn again.
All right, Hogarth, to you.
Are you going to step here for combat?
Yes.
You can step here for combat advantage.
Awesome.
No, grab that rope. Going to be a 16.
16 will hit.
That's a lot of damage.
All right, so that's 10, 24, 28.
Oh, he's dead.
28. You basically chop...
We don't really need the rest of the party.
He was already going... He had his hand grabbing the arrow, fletching it through his neck, and basically you just come up and you just lopped off his head. Hand included goes flying free from the arm.
Good job.
That was quite a laugh.
And his hand lands on top of the barrel that's wiggling around on the ground.
Right now. I'm going to smash up on the barrel.
Obviously, okay. It's another hobgoblin. Let's drown it.
Okay, you do the dwarven thump. Okay. Out of the barrel comes rolling Galen and all her equipment, haphazardly tossed inside.
How could you spend a gold?
Look what
drinking?
We found.
What are you talking about?
You
stick it
with
the bill.
They clearly don't follow the dwarven standards for impurity to beer.
Stick you with the bill. Thank you all.
Well, not by choice, but you're still dead.
Okay, and Galen, you wake up and you're in a cave.
Where am I?
Where did it go, cave?
That damnable female dwarf barkeep.
Do we need to go speak with her fiercely?
Her name's Krista, and she's mean.
I think she's our spy that's in Vandalen.
Oh,
she's really mean.
Well,
Thrain.
Since the spider's done, we should...
Well, yeah, we'll deal with her.
We must have words with her.
Oh, I think
rough
so. Thrain, isn't there some sort of dwarven thing we can do to her?
Good. I don't know. Punching her in the head might work.
That sounds very dwarfish.
Repeatedly.
We should tolerate spies. Let's just behead her.
Okay.
You're very good at the beheading.
Indeed.
So we can always say we'll give her to
you. Thank you, my friends.
We
thank
might
you.
Want to work up to capital punishment.
Okay, so
we have to give her to Saladin.
Okay. So the Tilda ends up finding 10 silver and 40 copper pieces.
Oh, God.
That's still not a gold.
I'm going to kick one of the heads.
Okay.
Just for spite.
As the head goes falling down the...
Were both of them beheaded?
Yes.
Well, you didn't say you didn't?
Yeah, you didn't say you didn't.
Okay. So as you all look down there, you can see that there's about a 20-foot drop into this
pit. And a floating head.
And a floating head.
Those with dark vision can see that on both ends there are caves.
I'm going to use Mage Hand to pick up the head and move it out of the water.
I'll just there's no water. It's just a hole.
Oh.
I'm just going to figure out a rope and head down.
Yeah, let's try.
Okay. All right, so everybody give me an athletics roll for quick climb.
I'm sorry, way back okay. There's going to be water.
There is water.
I am.
16.
Wait, athletics?
Okay, athletics.
20.
Lady Coraline has no problem. Literally, she does like the gymnast L shape, and she's using just her arms to pull herself down.
Oh, so it's all about the Errol Flynn today.
I got a 4.
But I'll catch you.
I got a 10.
Before you go down, let's try this again. Bless on myself and you, and who else isn't dexterous?
I'm dexterous. I just don't have athletics.
Then I wouldn't have done it. Okay.
Wait a minute. I still don't see why it can't be acrobatics.
Because you're not doing something acrobatic. You're climbing down a rope.
Which is acrobatic. Fix that whole thing.
Michael. 20.
You dexterously okay. go down the rope.
So who's the last one before Tilda going down the rope?
I'll catch her.
I'm not.
Would you like to give me an athletics roll to see if you can one arm catch the little halfling?
I will.
She goes flying by. Oh, he's so awesome. Maybe.
Maybe.
He's a dwarf of mighty.
20.
Natural 20. Thrain.
You the man.
You catch the halfling as she's falling past you. And you pretty much slide down with just one arm and your elbow clenching the rope the rest of the way, holding her.
Next time I'll just cut at you.
Kiss her, kiss her, you fool.
Tilda will throw her arms around your neck and hug you. Thank you.
Oh,
that's
I love it.
It's a lot harder to drop the knees than the rest of you.
Oh, no, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Tilda, I would have cushioned you
it's
with
like
some
It's like in real life, because I'm little and my
arm. Would you tell your teammates that you found that on the body of the dwarf?
Up there?
Uh-huh.
It's $1 trillion in gold.
A pair of boots of striding and springing!
Wow.
Oh, can I have them, please?
Sure.
Do they magically resize?
It's kind of a rogue thing, right?
Yeah.
So, do you know what that means?
You can keep up with us.
I can keep up with you guys.
Right, see? That's a delightful
thing.
The
boots of striding and springing will increase your movement speed to 30 feet unless your walking speed is higher. And your speed is not reduced if you're encumbered or wearing heavy armor. In addition, whenever you jump 3 times the normal distance.
Awesome!
You're going to become a ninja.
She's just going to jump everywhere.
Screw the climbing, I'm just going to jump it from now on.
Parkour! And the adventure.
Goobity goo!
Goobity
gob! Bye, pretty princess!
Okay, so you're now all down here.
Could you replace the bugbear with Lady Corlin?
That's the dragon one. I give you the dragon
one. Oh, that's the dragon one.
All
right.
It's all impressive and shiny.
Ooh, very, very.
So you have two directions to go. Which would you like to go?
Left.
The left is always right and the right is always wrong?
Left.
I just like
okay.
All right.
I have no preference.
Either way is going to be somewhere.
Is there any evidence there's definitely no evidence that I see.
Well, for this intents and purposes, this is a coin. Okay, 1 through 3, we go left. Okay, 4 through 6, we go right.
Sounds good.
We get 50% chance.
Oh, we're going right.
All right.
Don't you mean left?
We really have...
Okay, so do you guys follow the halfling's coin, or do you guys decide to go the other way anyway?
Well, what did the dark people,
the dark people?
The dark figures?
This just got real.
Just because the hobgoblin's got dark fur for skin does not mean he's dark.
Which way do we see anything either way?
Basically, you see tracks going both directions.
Recent one?
Let's just go left.
Okay.
Tilda, claps happy.
There we go.
Are you clapping? Keeping the same order?
Yeah.
I think it's roughly. Good.
I'd rather... No, let me... No, I want to be closer to the front. I can take more damage than some people.
And I'll be between the squishies and
we need
damage.
Someone to fight to go in the back. Well, not in the back, but here in the back.
We're good.
Okay. All right, so you're heading on...
Wait, we're moving our tank to the back.
Is she our tank?
She's in the middle.
Turning our tank.
Yeah, but he can see in the dark.
And MTPS.
And Hogarth
pretty.
And since speaking of which,
I'm gonna have my bullseye lantern on my hood lantern on my belt.
They won't be immediately threatened when they see his face as opposed to ours.
Yeah. Okay, so the rogue does have her lantern.
I will have my hood and lantern on my waist.
Okay. So you guys are heading down a maze of passages. This area consists of numerous intersecting passages. The ceiling here is only 6 foot high, and several of the passages end in partially excavated rock faces. So which direction do you guys think you're going to head?
Well, I can see the
basically
general
form,
see
like that.
Yeah.
Let's go
so I'm like,
two.
Let's go down the way that's not blocked off.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you all staying tight together, or are you guys spreading out a little bit?
I think they spread a little.
Immediately to number six.
So you guys, are you spreading out? How far apart are you spreading out?
Well, maybe just enough to swing a weapon, maybe. Right, in like a square.
Well, okay, so we actually have enough space.
Yeah, we have enough.
Yeah, so
like
basically you're
fine.
Staying one
yeah.
step behind each other, basically.
Yeah.
One step forward, two steps back.
A gelatinous cube falls from the ceiling.
That would be easy. So where are you guys going to go once you get to this spot?
Well, it says number two.
What?
Well,
we don't know that.
Like,
it seems to be a maze.
There's a maze down here. Not my thing.
Do we hear anything?
Yeah, Paz.
Go up and left, I think.
I rolled, if it's a perception, 17.
Ooh.
I'm like, ooh, do I hear anything?
You hear this wave sound in the distance that's whooshing.
Which
like,
way?
Like you're at the beach.
Right?
It's basically coming from this direction, but it's kind of resonating and echoing off the
with,
walls themselves.
Us that can see in the dark. Do we see anything?
Basically, it's old, dusty paths that you don't see.
Have any of them been used?
There are footprints through them.
Everywhere.
Basically, people have scurried through here looking for things.
Well, we might as well go.
Well, I have to go up and look left at least.
Yeah. We'll do left and then keep making left. Eventually, we'll end up at some point.
Okay.
Or be making.
So you're going this way?
Yes.
Left.
Okay.
Obviously, so at the edge of the map, there is that a dead end?
This is not a dead end.
Okay, where does that go?
This goes to the next map.
Oh.
Do I see anything in particular there?
You see a hallway there.
Ah!
And you see that hallway is collapsed.
Can we go past it, or is
our
it blocked off?
It seems like it's a rock wall right here.
What about down there to the right?
Down this way?
Let's
going?
Go down that way.
Okay.
There is a staircase.
We haven't seen that yet.
I'm figuring that this is that fork that we initially saw.
Yeah.
And
what's your passive perception?
What's your passive aggressive
perception? 0. My passive aggressive perception is 20.
My
How would you tell him that?
Does it have it on there? What's your
mine's
10. Your wisdom?
It's 10 plus... with the modifier, so 10.
Okay. So as you come around this corner right here, you actually notice a amorphic ooze clinging to the wall.
I knew it!
Ew.
Roll for initiative.
I hate oozes.
Unless it's our friend.
It's a gelatinous cube.
Is that a friend?
No, it is not a gelatinous cube. It is this gray, slimy thing that's moving, crawling on the wall. It does not have eyes. It looks just like
19.
A blob of gray vomit.
1.
15.
1.
That's
going
brilliant.
After an ooze.
17.
4.
I know.
Ooze for initiative.
Oh, Kelly.
So let's talk.
And Xander, what is your dex bonus?
Roll of initiative.
Two.
Okay.
You're plus 2? Okay.
I got a 6. And that's with my bonus.
You got a 6 last
and
time.
Carrie, what did you get?
15.
14.
Oh, no, he got 7. 19. I got 7.
I got 17.
And I got
9.
We're fighting the news.
Yeah.
And I got 19.
They have against
oozes. Like oozes. I know, they tend to disintegrate things.
Oh, no, no,
you can't disintegrate spells.
Okay, refresh my memory. Aren't oozes the ones where you have to have blunt weapons?
I don't know. I've never fought an ooze.
I don't know, but
can
all
you
my
burn
shit,
it?
All my stuff is piercing.
Hit it with the flat.
I believe
blade.
All of mine is slashing,
piercing.
Too.
Oh no, I have slashing and piercing.
I have spells.
That's good. You can set it on fire.
I could. If we weren't in a hallway.
Or freeze it to the wall so it's no longer oozing.
Good. If that was a spell.
Oozing. So, Xander.
You have a freezy ray, don't
you?
You
are here.
Yeah, you do.
And the hobgoblin shouts that there's an ooze hanging on the wall. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Can I move? Like,
You can, but it will get an attack of opportunity on you.
Wait, it's here?
It's right here, hanging on the wall.
So if I go boop, 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 boop.
As soon as you go boop to here, he gets the attack of opportunity.
Oh, so I can't do anything.
You can run past it.
No, I'm not. No, you said that before. No.
Okay.
So now, I'll just hold on.
Okay. You can go backtrack this way.
That might work. That's a good idea. Do that.
Yeah. Hogarth did say this connects to the previous tunnel.
That's right. Aha. Uh-huh. So then that's... 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30, 30. Yeah, but
you
can
go,
you can 5, do a 10, stash. 15,
20, 25, 30.
Yeah.
You'd be right here.
Yeah.
You'd be ready so to on your next turn, you'd be down the hallway running around them.
I'll just go. If I'm here, I can see it, right?
You'd want to be right here because it's hanging on the wall.
Okay,
if you're here, you're not going to really see it.
Then I'll do that.
Okay. So the wizard is, you hear the wizard rushing off in the darkness, his robes fluttering in the dark.
My turn.
Oh, nice.
There we go. He's like, where's my figure? I guess I'm not going to do
it. You're always
you didn't say you actually got
game.
Out of the barrel, so yeah.
We left you there.
No.
You're like, I like this barrel. It's so warm. I peed in it.
Should I make my bow all glowy?
Probably.
You're in pitch black darkness.
So it glows 20 feet.
Yes, so I would definitely recommend doing that.
Yeah. By the way, my bow's been glowing.
It's glowing now, you mean.
It's glowing.
When did we get magic items?
We didn't.
The only magic when the
you already
quest,
have one.
The quest,
yeah. You've got
when
the
we
stick.
Had to go into her basement and kill things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
think I'm the only
one.
I picked
up
a
magic bow.
I think that might be true.
You guys didn't
I mean, so there was a whole quest, but
I just got
God.
One.
Have you not listened to the podcast?
Well, my new character will have tons of magic items.
Okay.
Unless you want to
and lose. While we're waiting to find out what Hogarth will do next, that's a great place to wrap it up. There.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Sorry, squeaky chair playing.
Squeaky chairs.
Squeaky chairs. Welcome back to...
Smart Alec.